Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
All right, Mordina Kirsten, how are you?
I am good.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Nyabingi.
Nyabingi, okay.
Sounds right. And it's a spiritual drumming and chanting tradition that is the foundation of reggae.
Whoa, oh, cool.
And then once you know what it is, you hear it sprinkled throughout reggae songs. So it's a religious Rastafari music. It's devotional. They would have these drumming circles and particular types of prayer and chanting. And it's the drums bring infinite joy and comfort.
That's awesome.
And can send you into euphoria. Oh, look, it gets even more positive. The Rastas are super, like, spiritual. You know, they say that Jamaica itself is a university of knowledge.
Mm.
And so these musicians just learn in the university.
This is cool. I'm going to hit the first track because I'm really intrigued now.
So this is Count Ossie, who invented it.
Wow. Sometimes you don't always have that, like, person.
Yeah.
You can't pin it to one artist.
And they were saying that this isn't an ancient tradition. This is a new one, just like Rasta.
Oh.
You know, so they're saying Rasta's not an ancient thing. It started in the 1930s. Like, you can see it, touch it, visualize it, because it's right here. And so this, you know, to have this drumming tradition start 20, 30 years later, you know, because it's not old now.
So when was that, the 20?
The Rasta's in the 30s, and this is 58, 60s.
Okay, right.
So, you know, you're allowed to create things in this new tradition.
Oh, here we go.
There you go. So you hear those drums. Now he's mixed it with some jazz here, some saxophone.
This is
an
awesome
instrumental, so we're not waiting for it.
We're not waiting for any lyrics to come in. Are there lyrics in this,
There can be.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear some songs are just like a regular reggae song, but add the
drums
sprinkled.
Right, yeah.
With this one, he's just doing the drums, because there's chanting as Nyabingi as well. But this one, just the drums, sort of experimenting, layering it with jazz. And there's different drums. There's the bass that, you know, keeps the beat. There's a middle drum that has the rhythm. There's improvisational drums on top. You know, they've got these particular orchestras.
It's very absorbing. Like, I feel quite swept into it.
It's supposed to be. Yeah, they'll do these drumming things all night long.
Amazing.
And you're supposed to be sent into an altered state, get possessed by the gods.
You can kind of see how, well, I don't know about that part, but, like, you can see how it sweeps you in, and you could sit for hours just being like, oh,
yeah,
I'm into it.
And if you do the dance with it, it invokes Jah to destroy your enemies.
Oh, cool.
Righteous.
Because Rastas are supposed to be nonviolent, so only Jah can take care of it. So this has this, like, slightly political activist thing. All right.
Okay.
We'll invoke Jah to come do it then.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So it's very Jamaican, and the chants are biblical, either the Bible, stuff about history, but all about the meaning of life and existence.
Cool.
But it's sort of, I mean, it popped into my head, but one or two of the articles I looked at said, yeah, it's kind of the equivalent of gospel in that you have a religious music that leaks into, like,
popular
music style. Yeah.
Yeah. So who was Count Ossie?
He's this guy that invented it, had a band and, you know, made these albums. And he just thought that this drumming, you know, would be spiritual. And then after other people actually made it more the pop version, then he jumped in on it too.
Because
he was doing just the purely spiritual version, which is for dreads living in the light of Jah.
So did he make up the dance part of it as well?
Yeah, it's just, you know, the kind of
that feels like
dancing
something that would
around
probably happen naturally when you're listening to this.
It's
maybe
these festivals called Groundation.
Oh.
Like, you'll see, I think there's a band called Groundation now. I think Ossie's got an album called Groundation.
Oh, okay.
So he started these festivals where you do these hypnotic drumming.
That would be so amazing to go to. You can just imagine it. So that was Count Ossie with Sam's intro. This is a bit of a legend.
So this is Toots.
Can you hear that?
So this is Toots and the Maytals, but they put it into their pop song.
Okay, right.
So this isn't like a Naya Bingi song, but it has Naya Bingi.
But the song we heard before was 1975, wasn't it? And this is 1966. Yeah. So this was just after a couple years. After,
no, this is 66.
Like 10 years after.
Yeah.
It had started.
Yeah.
So quite quickly got swept into
now, the pop. Now, Toots and the Maytals were real innovators. So, yeah, they added Naya Bingi to their pop songs.
Pretty much as soon as it sort of started being used.
Yeah.
By the sounds of things.
And they invented the word reggae.
Did they?
I didn't actually know that.
It wasn't until 1968. It was one of their songs was like, do the reggae or let's reggae. And apparently the Oxford English Dictionary confirms the etymology.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Go Toots.
Yeah.
This song in particular, so you can hear the little drums.
Oh, yeah. It's really interesting how he uses his voice almost like the drums as well. The rhythms are like interplaying.
That's true. No, a lot of spirituality about the drums as well, like... drums are good because you can hear them from far away, so it can be a call to a gathering.
Mm-hmm.
The drum, especially the bass drum, gives instructions because it's giving the beat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Drums are used for communication, also heartbeat, pulse for a whole group. Like, they've got all this sort of mystical spirituality connected with those feelings you're getting anyway.
Totally, yeah.
It's like, yeah, they've analyzed it. Drums also take things from earth, you know, the beat of the earth, to the sky. I know. And the groundations are for gathering and reason.
Nice. It is kind of like, I guess any sort of spiritual music has to hit you on an emotional level or kind of like physiological level as well, because it actually shifts you. It is like gospel in that sense, that it moves you. Or a church organ, or, you know, things like that.
And it's got that, like you said, physiological for yourself, but then you get, like, because you were talking about festivals, the communal aspect too.
Totally.
When you're with hundreds of people vibing to the same thing.
Yeah. Someone's texted in to say, in the mid-90s, I went to an all-night London drum club event in a church in the countryside of Amsterdam. Now that was spiritual. That
yes.
sounds amazing.
I mean,
amazing.
You got taken to a lot of worlds. Woo. See, I don't know if I can hack it. I'm loving listening. Now, of course, the roots are African.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of sort of slightly conflicting, oh, it's Benin, oh, it's Congo, oh, it's Ghana. But because, you know, these were slaves brought from all different countries and, you know, brought their multiple drumming traditions. But there was a Ugandan queen named Naya Bingi, and she, people invoke her to fight colonization. She was a strong warrior. And also in Rasta religion, there's multiple spiritual mansions, and one of them is called Naya Bingi. So, you know, like...
It's all kind of linked in those ways as well.
Yeah, all this spirituality. I'm probably ruining it by telling you too much. You know, you just piss the vibe on it.
This is a fantastic song, though.
Yeah. Bum, bum.
It's definitely going to put you in a good mood for your Friday.
Of his voice, you know?
Yeah, totally.
He's not trying to do polished singing.
No, calling,
chanting. Which is weird for pop, you know, to put into a pop music, he's just vibing and to his spirit.
And even for Toots as well, because he's got some pipes, you know, and in some songs he uses them in a really straightforward, beautiful, melodic way. But this is, you know, this is a little bit more just letting it go where it needs to go. That was Bum Bum by Toots and the Maytals. And this last track, what have we got here?
This is a modern track, 2015. Mm. This is Mad Professor, who's a British. He's born in Guyana, but British guy who does like dub and you know, sort of DJ work, but experimenting with Naya Bingi. So it's still alive. The tradition's alive. There's drummers learning it. There's reggae artists tapping into it. Supposedly, religious-wise, there's people still doing it. Apparently, actually, I should have checked the date. That Rastafarianism as a religion is, like, on the rise in Jamaica.
That's interesting. That's really interesting.
So you can hear the drums.
And a dog. You can so see how it ties into dub.
Yeah.
So, like, this, like, so naturally, it just sort of feels like a natural step.
Well, you know, one of the distinctive things about reggae and ska was the rhythm, and it came from this tradition.
Mm.
If you've got headphones on right now, this sounds mean.
Yeah, and I wanted to do this too because I know reggae is really popular in New Zealand.
Yeah, totally.
And I know there are Rastas in New Zealand, but I don't know if I've heard Nyabingi coming through here.
It sounds like it's one of those things where to experience it, Jamaica would be the place you'd have to really go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it'd be cool if some, you know, some people want to really engage with that.
Mm. I mean, if anybody knows about any Nyabingi happening in Aotearoa, do let us know. I'd be really interested. But then, you know, New Zealand reggae has always been different.
That's
and
right.
And had its own...
We've created
its
our
own cultural identity. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, yeah.
Herb's trying to convince Bob Marley. I think they got there in the end.
Actually, I'm hearing sort of Tiki Tane is doing that sort of spacey, sort of aural soundscape sort of things, isn't he, right now?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it is a really interesting thing because, I mean, I guess reggae has been so foundational for so many contemporary genres as well. That to hear this kind of other element in it, if you didn't know about Nyabingi, you might just think, oh, that just comes from reggae, not knowing it was its own separate thing.
I would have too. But also think of Jamaica, it's such a tiny space, right?
Yeah,
it's
totally,
a small country.
Yeah.
I should have looked at the population. But this huge burst of creativity, and know that's something in Aotearoa too, we really respect and do to, you know, small but mighty sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But reggae is just so global, you know, and it's to come from the space.
And I think because it's, you know, ultimately a really political genre, it translates, and that was the whole thing about Aotearoa's versions of it.
Yeah, the colonized, you know, and the settler colonial states. So, you know, there's a lot of people.
It's a tool for telling stories and for combating that,
Invoking Jah to fight your enemies. Which I'm one of them. I'm Babylon, but I realize that. I realize that.
I know my place here. So that was Mad Professor with Northeast Trade Winds, all kind of linking into that as well, even in that title too.
Yeah, yeah.
And Toots and the Maytals before that with Bum Bum and Count Ossie, the OG, with Sam's intro. This is awesome, Nyabingi. I'm going to be doing some deep Googling this weekend. I want to see some drum circle videos, I reckon.
I'm glad you like this. I wasn't sure, like, it's just so chill and downtuned from what we normally, you know, this time of morning. You're like, dude, I just woke up. Why are you putting me back there?
I think it puts you in a nice headspace for the rest of the day. I feel relaxed and I feel happy. So thank you very much for bringing us in Nyabingi this morning, Kirsten.
You're welcome.
What are you bringing next week?
Well, I guess we're going the opposite. We're going to Electro Clash.
Electro Clash.
Wow.
Wild ride. Excited for that. Hey, thanks, Kirsten. Ka kite.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
It's